First of all, we have introductions.
Mike Parker, Newport.
Ryan Moss, County Attorney's Office.
Dan Kramer, Johnson County Health Department.
Luke McClanahan, Assistant Planner.
Nate Mueller, Assistant Director.
Julia Dodds, PDS.
Josh Bussard, Director, PDS.
Barry Ross, Penn Township.
Kathy Swank of Madison Township.
And Chris Rarick, Newport.
Next thing on our agenda is approval. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and then we need approval of the December 10th.
So moved.
2018 minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we get to go to the election of our new officers next. So do we have a motion?
I think we handle the nomination from the floor and then a vote on it if there's a nomination.
Go ahead, Barry.
Second.
Can you say that louder?
I nominate Kathy Swinka as board chairman.
Second.
Yes.
Okay, do we need a roll call vote?
Ross.
Yes.
Rarick.
Yes.
Parker.
Yes.
Swinka.
Yes.
And?
Vice chair.
Vice chair.
Okay, I appoint Mike Parker to vice chair.
Nominate.
I nominate Mike Parker.
I'll second that. And we need a roll call again.
Ross.
Yes.
Rarick.
Yes.
Parker.
Yes.
Swinka.
So what do you want to move? Yeah, I guess you don't have to switch if you don't want to. Kathy will be. Your gavel is your main plate, so.
And then there are.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Okay, after water test, you know.
Okay. And now call this meeting to order, or wait.
We'll just open public here.
We're down to zoning applications.
So we're on to.
E, right?
Yep, so page three on the procedure sheet, and I'll just go through that through to the public hearings. So we just need to, and this is actually a continuation of a public hearing on that first zoning application on the agenda.
Okay, so this is continue application PC 1827690, and I don't need to gavel on this one then?
Yes, go ahead and gavel.
Okay.
All right, so this is, sorry.
Go ahead, I'm Joseph and Nancy Sladek, okay.
This is a rezoning request located southeast of Iowa City. The property owner currently owns a large commercial highway zone parcel. It's a remnant zoning from the 1960s. They wish to downzone 1.55 acres from highway commercial to agricultural in an area right around the existing buildings so that they can build an extension onto this machine shed and do it ag exempt instead of having to do a full commercial site plan. This property has been a farm since the 1930s. In 1969, that zoning was put in place. Back in the early days of our zoning, it was much more common to see these higher intensity zonings on gravel roads. This would likely not be approved today, but because they're down zoning from highway commercial to ag, it's a much less intense request. This future land use map does call this an ag land use category where ag uses are preferred. So rezoning to ag matches with the compatibility matrix of the land use plan. County engineer has no objections. There's no development proposed at this time. Health department.
Health department has no objections. There's not going to be proposed sanitary facilities for this proposal.
This is in the Iowa City fringe area. We deferred last month to allow the city time to comment on the rezoning as required by our fringe area agreement. The city has recommended approval of this rezoning. As mentioned, we're downzoning from CH to ag, so this is really a pretty straightforward request. We're always going to take more ag zoned area in our ag land use areas. It just makes sense. Fringe area is in compliance. So at this time, staff recommends approval of PZC 1827690.
Questions? Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak?
Mark Stein, MMS Consults, here representing the Slotics. As Nate said, it's just a down zoning so they can build on the machine shed to the south there.
And how much farm ground do they currently have now?
Total, I think they have just about that whole quarter section.
Okay.
southwest quarter of that.
So this is 35 acres zoned CH. They have at least 40 back here that they're adding this ag on to.
Yeah, there's 50 back there. There's a few, a couple splits out that they don't own around that house is one, and then this parcel to the south below the red, they don't own that either.
Okay. Well, I was just checking to make sure that they were 40 plus.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sizable farm.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing. And is there discussion from the commissioners on this?
I move approval of PZC 1827690.
Second.
Roll call.
Rarick.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Parker.
Yes.
Swanka.
Yes. Okay, I will open for an application subdivisions PZC 1827656. Gene Griesel, requesting preliminary and final plat approval.
Thank you. Just a note for the record, this is also a continuation of a public hearing from last month.
Okay.
The applicant is working, this is a farmstead split coming off of an estate. They are working internally to get all parties to agree to the setup and the legal documents. There's some easements between the property next door and this property with access sharing, well sharing. Applicant has assured us that they will get this sorted out by next month, and they requested a 1 month deferral to the February 11th meeting.
Seeing this on the agenda, is there anyone that would like to speak? Okay, seeing none, I will leave this open.
We have language for a motion on
right.
The board.
I move to defer action and continue the public hearing on application PZC 1827656 until the February 11th, 2019 PNC Commission meeting scheduled for 5:30 p.m. in this room.
Second.
Roll call.
Ross.
Yes.
Parker.
Yes.
Swanka.
Yes.
Rarick.
Yes.
May I just, Julia, are you noting who moves and seconds? If you want to announce who made a motion and who seconds, you're welcome to do that, just so it's on the recording in case she misses it.
Okay. All right, I will open up application PZC 1827696. Candy Ellery requesting preliminary plat approval of Ellery Acres.
Thank you. So this was continued from last month. We did the full report last month before a lot of public comments, so I'm just going to do the high points here. If you guys have any questions, feel free to slow me down or stop me. This is a five-lot request with two buildable lots, one outlot for future development, and two preservation outlots located on Copai Road, just west of the city of Tiffin. You can see the location on the map here. Last year, the applicant rezoned half of the property, just under half, to residential. Now they would like to do what is best described as the first phase of the subdivision. So they're going to create two buildable lots. Lot one will be for a new home to be constructed. Lot two has the existing home on it and will already be considered developed. Outlot C, which is the remainder of the residentially zoned land, can then be transferred to someone else who could come back to re-subdivide in the future. This property has been woodland since the 1930s, with the exception of the existing residence, which was built in 1979. As mentioned, it was rezoned in October 2018. According to the 2018 land use plan, this is a conservation development land use category where residential development is appropriate if half the property is set aside as open space, which those two outlots do accomplish. The city of Tiffin has waived their right to review this subdivision, and we do have official motion from the council on that. Just to look at the roads, as a subdivision on a gravel road, this will have to meet road performance standards. Reminder, we do a node-to-node analysis from paved intersections, in this case Copai Road to Eagle Avenue. The two intersections are actually both to Highway 6. We have upper limits of 300 trips per day on gravel and 2,000 on chip seal. So here's a look at our node-to-node analysis with traffic counts from the DOT shown. The highest count on the gravel portion of this road stretch is 50 trips per day, and then it's 200 trips per day on the small portion of chip seal on Half Moon Avenue from Copai to Highway 6, a very short run on the far east end here. Looking at the math, figuring out projected development, there are currently 50 trips on Copai Road. The traffic limit is 300, and there are no projected trips from platted and vacant land or subdividable ground. On Half Moon Avenue, we have 200 trips, and there is also no projected trips per day added on the short section, subject to this road performance review. So we can see that the total projected trips are well beneath the upper limits for both the gravel and chip seal portion of the road. Should be noted that any future development of that large residentially zoned outlot will be subject to road performance review and platting at that time, and will likely involve upgrading the existing driveway to a private road. So all this will be looked at again if that larger outlot is ever developed in the future. Since the various report was submitted for this application, the reason we deferred is we're waiting on the final archaeology report that has been received. Office of State Archaeologist noted that there was no notable sites and no likelihood of other sensitive features, so they suggested no further study at this time. Stormwater regulations were deferred with this application. Subdivision-wide stormwater will be required when the future outlot is developed. Because this development request only adds one buildable lot, it is the policy of the PDS department to handle the water quality volume control at the building permit stage, and we know what that building permit and drive areas will look like. So there's no stormwater design with this subdivision because you're adding one lot. Future subdivision in the future of that larger lot would involve stormwater designs. Here's a look at water flow of the property in question. There's two delineated wetlands, kind of in ravines on the sides, and a higher point in the middle here, and all the stormwater does tend to run out into those wetland areas. When this lot to the north is developed, lot one, they will have to do some on-site practices to catch any stormwater coming south off of this specific lot as generated by the building permit. County engineer has no objections. This is accessing a gravel road that complies with road performance standards. Health department.
As far as the health department on the wastewater system, the current house has a wastewater system permit number of 869. As far as the well's concerned, on 2387 Copy Road Northwest, the well predates our file records, and any future wells will need to be approved by the Johnson County Public Health.
Staff's analysis, this application appears to fulfill the criteria of the Conservation Development Future Land Use Map Area. Future development outlot C will require stormwater planning as well as further road review at that time. At this point, plat and legal documents all appear to be correct, and staff recommends approval tonight.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in regards to this? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public comments. Commissioners, any questions?
The only question I have is, why does Tiffin not want to have a fringe area agreement?
So it's within their fringe area, and their official motion was they did not want to issue comment. So the cities have the right to either issue comment or waive their right to review, and Tiffin chose to waive in this case.
And they don't want an agreement, obviously. It expired in 97, you said?
So the agreement that would have expired would be superseded by state code. So that means that they have the right to review all subdivisions within 2 miles. And they, instead of reviewing this one to any sort of city standard, they chose to waive their right to review. And we didn't really see any reasoning as to why. They just provided us the resolution from the county.
Okay. Well, and I have a question here. On Half Moon, are you just going down a small,
Yep, it's only the portion of Half Moon from Highway 6 to Copai.
Yeah, because I sense because there's a housing down there. That's why I was wondering why there was zero traffic count. Okay.
So it's kind of odd because we look at only the portion of Half Moon that's part of this analysis. So it's just that first little stretch where there's already the two houses that are going to be there. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I will look for a motion.
I move to approve application PZC 1827696.
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Parker?
Yes.
Swanka?
Yes.
Rarick?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Okay. I will open application PZC 1827692, Aaron Klosterman, requesting preliminary plat approval of Pigeon Timber, second edition.
Thank you. This is the last of our continued subdivisions from last month. The applicant is requesting to plat a 3-lot subdivision. We are still waiting on final stormwater designs from their engineer. We met with them last week, and they assure us that we'll have drafts by the end of the month to review, and we should be able to go for the February meeting. So at this time, the applicant has requested, and staff would agree that we should defer 1 month to the February 11th meeting in this room. And and I have language on the board for motion once we get there.
I move to defer action and...
Wait, is there anyone that would like to speak, being this is on the agenda?
I will, before we move on, I will note that some neighbors did provide some written comments, and those were emailed to the commission earlier today, I believe.
Yes.
So please make sure to review those ahead of when we come back in February for public hearing. That applicant, or that neighbor may or may not be present in February. I know they were going to be out of town. So.
And will those notes be put into the file then on this as well?
Yes, okay. They are part of the official record.
Okay.
Now I move to defer action and continue the public hearing on application PZC-18-2769-2 until the February 11th, 2019 P&Z Commission meeting scheduled for 5:30 p.m. in this room.
Second.
Okay, so Mike Parker made the motion and...
Perry Ross.
Roll call, please.
Parker.
Yes.
Swanka.
Yes.
Rarick.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Okay. I will open PZ. This will be subdivision applications. I'm opening for PZC-18-27702. William Stockman requesting preliminary plat approval.
This is a farmstead split just located north of Oxford. It's on the east side of Upper Old Highway 6. The applicant intends to conduct a farmstead split of 5 acres and an outlot of just a little over 4 acres. Here's a closer look at the parent farm. It's approximately 200 acres. And here's a closer look yet at the actual farmstead split. Again, that's 5 acres, and the outlot is 4.05 acres. So you can see there's an access easement off of Upper Old Highway 6 to access that outlot. This property has been farmland since at least the 1930s. The existing home was built prior to 1900. This property has been zoned as ag since 1960, and it's never been platted or subdivided. According to the comp plan, this property is located in the ag land use category, where farmstead splits are allowed, and the property is also located in Oxford's fringe area. So for roads, this farmstead split has would utilize an existing access off Upper Old Highway 6, which is paved surface and has a traffic count of 730 daily trips. Farmstead splits are exempt, though, from road reform standards. For sensitive areas, a waiver was submitted, and it was waived in part. A phase one archaeology was also submitted, which found no significant archaeological sites on the property. Stormwater management would have to be submitted with any future building permits for the property. We heard no objections from the county engineer or department.
As far as the health department is concerned, the wastewater system information, this property is serviced by a private wastewater system permit number 1348-1348. As far as the well information is concerned, this property is serviced by a private well that predates our records. As far as abandoned wells are concerned, there was an abandoned well that was located on the property and was properly abandoned on January 2nd of 2018. And there's also an abandoned cistern that was located on the property and properly abandoned on December 20th of 2018.
So the City of Oxford, they recommended approval of the subdivision. This application appears to meet the criteria of the UDO, and the plat and legal documents are complete. So staff recommends approval of PZC-18-27702.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in regards to this?
Mark Stein, MMS consultants, again representing the Stockmans, to answer any questions you may have on this application.
There's already a house here, right?
Yes, yeah. Existing house.
Thank you. I will close this. Commissioners, any questions? I'll look for a motion.
I move for approval of PZC-18-27702.
I second that.
Okay, Perry Ross, make the motion.
Good job.
Chris Rarick, second. Thank you. Roll call.
Swanka.
Yes.
Rarick.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Parker.
Yes.
I will open application PZC 182703, Robert Ford, requesting preliminary and final plat approval, Lincoln White Oaks.
Thank you. This is also a farmstead split. It's located just north of Lone Tree. Here it's on the west side of White Oak Avenue, just north of 580th Street. And the applicant wants to plat a farmstead split of 3.71 acres. Here's a look at the parent farm, which is approximately 158 acres. And I'll zoom into the farmstead split here. All these structures are existing, and again, the farmstead split is for 3.71 acres. This property has been farmland since at least the 1930s. It's been zoned as ag since 1960. The home on the site was built back in 1995, and this property has never been subdivided or platted. According to our comp plan, this property is located in the ag land use category where farmstead splits are allowed. This property is also within Lone Tree's fringe area agreement with extraterritorial review, but the city does not review the subdivisions with fewer than four lots. The farmstead split would utilize the existing access off of White Oak Avenue, which is gravel surface and has a traffic count of 5 daily trips. And again, farmstead splits, they are exempt from road performance standards. Sensitive areas requirements were waived. Stormwater management would be required with any future building permits. No objections from the county engineer's department, health department.
As far as the health department's concerned, the wastewater system, the property has a wastewater system permit number 4612. As far as the well information, the property is served by a private well that predates the Johnson County Department of Public Health records, and we did not find any abandoned wells that appeared on the property.
Thank you. So this application appears to meet all the criteria of the UDO, and the plat and legal documents are complete. So staff recommends approval of PZC 182703.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in regards?
Mark Stein, MMS Consultant. The applicant, Robert Ford, is also in attendance tonight. We'll be happy to answer any questions you have on this application.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will close this. Commissioners, any questions? I look for a motion.
I move to approve PZC 182703.
Second.
Okay, Chris Rarick made the motion. Mike Parker, second. Roll call.
Rarick.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Parker.
Yes.
Swanka.
Yes. Application PZC 182775, Aaron Klosterman. Wait, did I just skip a four?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, I skipped a four, excuse me. I'm opening up PZC 182774, Jean Greasley, requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Greasley Acres.
Thank you. This subdivision, it was originally submitted as a farmstead split, but due to the zoning, it was just revised as a single lot subdivision. This is located west of Solon on the south side of Oakley Avenue, south of Highway 382. So the applicant intends here to plat a one lot subdivision of 5 acres. Here's a closer look at the parent farm consists of 73 acres, and I'll zoom into the subdivision. Here is the 5 acres that they intend to subdivide. This is existing structures on site. Based on our aerial photography, the Property has been farmland since at least the 1930s. It's been zoned as agricultural residential since 1960. The existing home was built in 1955, and it's never been platted or subdivided. According to the comp plan, this property is located in the residential land use category, and no fringe areas apply to this property. A proposed subdivision would utilize the existing access off of Opie Avenue, which is chip sealed, and has a traffic count of 210 daily trips. So sensitive areas were waived for this application, and stormwater management planning would be required with any future building permits. We heard no objections from the county engineer. Dan?
Health Department, wastewater system. This property is served as a wastewater system permit number 5668. As far as the well information is concerned, this property is serviced by a private well that predates the Johnson County Department of Public Health records. And as far as abandoned wells, residual abandoned wells appear to be located on this property.
So this subdivision appears to meet all the requirements of the UDO. The plat is complete. Staff recommends approval of PZC 18-27704, subject to the following condition. The applicant submit revised legal documents prior to the application being approved by the Board of Supervisors. Just a very minor revision that they have to address.
Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak in regards?
Mark Stein, MMS consultant, represent the Greasels, and here to answer any questions you have.
Can you explain to me why this isn't a farmstead split? I'm a little confused here.
Yes. So, if I go back here, due to the zoning is actually agricultural residential, and our ordinance doesn't allow for it. It's very clear that farmstead splits are only for ag zone properties, but since it is AR zoning, we do allow subdivisions. So what they propose here is okay.
Okay, so this wasn't a farm then? Because you said that this had never had any...
It's never been subdivided.
Yeah, subdivided or platted before.
Correct, yes.
So this isn't a legal described farm then?
It's, since it's ag...
Just a syntax discrepancy here. It is a farm, but because it's not zoned agricultural, it doesn't have to use a farmstead split. It's just a regular subdivision. So they could come back and do another 5-lot subdivision or 5-acre subdivision somewhere else on the property, and they're not limited by the farmstead split.
Okay, so they chose not to make this a farmstead split then, or
they can't do it as a farmstead split because it's not zoned agricultural.
Zoned ag.
Yeah.
Okay, so this farm is not zoned ag then.
Right.
And can you explain to me why that's not zoned ag?
It was, I believe the AR zoning was dropped in 1960, and we have a lot of places, especially right around Iowa City and Solon, that they applied zoning to the ground that was being actively farmed, and it's been in place since they adopted zoning in the 60s.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Any questions? Okay, I will close this. Questions, Commissioner? I will look for a motion.
I move to approve application PZC 18-27704, subject to the applicant submitting revised legal documents prior to the application being approved by the Board of Supervisors.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Mike Parker, seconded by Perry Ross. Roll call.
Ross.
Yes.
Parker.
Yes.
Swanka.
Yes.
Rarick.
Yes.
Now I will open application PZC 18-27705. Aaron Klosterman requesting preliminary plat approval of Wallstrom subdivision.
Thank you. The applicant has requested a 2-month deferral for this subdivision in order to complete some stormwater and sensitive areas plans.
Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak in regards to this application?
Sure. My name's Kevin Haynes. I live at 1984 Scales Bend Road. I guess I came here tonight to better understand what they were looking to do on the property. I don't know, it doesn't sound like there's been any lot layouts or anything, but I guess I will say I moved to the area in the early 90s, purchased a lot across the street from this and built in this area due to the timber setting close to the core ground. I guess I'm just really curious and somewhat concerned also on how they do plan to develop the property due to the terrain of it, and I guess I'm really curious on how they plan to put roads in it and develop the property. Just, you know, knowing that there's going to be a large amount of timber that have to be removed to put lots in. Usually they say that they won't move any more than necessary, which I agree. I was the same way. But being majority oak trees and native timber there, the root systems just can't tolerate a lot of movement of soils and such. And I did lose a couple trees on mine, you know, which was very sad, but it does happen. So there again, I guess that's the whole reason I was curious. So I guess I'll come back in a couple months.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Okay. Questions, commissioners? Okay, I will look for a motion.
I move to defer action and continue the public hearing on application PZC 182-7705 until March 11th, 2019, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting scheduled at 5:30 p.m. in this room.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Carrie Ross, seconded by Mike Parker. Roll call.
Parker.
Yes.
Swanka.
Yes.
Rarick.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Okay. Do I need to do anything with these deferred applications? Okay. Any other business? Okay. I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Chris Rarick adjourned. Mike Parker seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Would you guys like to take 5 minutes before we get into the work session, or just
should we
just
go and then take a break if we need it?
That's all right.
We'll take 2 minutes.